Welcome to the ABM Conversations Podcast, the number one podcast for B2B marketers wanting to explore timeless account-based marketing strategies to drive revenue, customer engagement, retention, and everything that makes sense to both marketers and sales folks. No more fluff. No more vanity metrics. Live from India, made for the world. And now your hosts, Yog and Manish.
It is time to ramp up your e-hiring techniques. Welcome to yet another episode of the ABM Conversations podcast. This is your host, Manish Nepal.
And this is me, Yagnishwan Ganesh.
Today's topic is not only useful for our regular set of audience, which is folks from sales and marketing teams, but also for another segment of people who are really close to us, that is the HR teams. And we're going to talk about how the world is moving to more digital and virtual platforms. The workplaces itself are moving to a virtual setup, and how it is important for sales and marketing teams also to adapt to this future of being more or less remote friendly, right? And if you look at data, according to a recent report by the Economics Times in India, about two-thirds of the 4.3 million IT BPO workforce across the country have moved to a work-from-home model to keep services interrupted during the COVID-19 lockdown. And according to the same research, the experts are also predicting that companies are likely to stick to work-from-home work culture permanently, more or less permanently. And that's I think it's a great indication towards the kind of future that we are talking about. The other study that was done in the Bay Area by Gartner Group says that out of maybe 300 people they interviewed, 300 CFOs, 74% of the people they interviewed say that they expect to move their previously on-site employees to remote teams after this COVID-19 situation is overcome. And I think that's the kind of world that we are looking at in the immediate future.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. And because, when you look at the situation pre-COVID-19 as well, right? So this was always there. People were working remotely. And right now, things have just accelerated. It is moving towards this new virtual kind of setup. In fact, I remember this very recent tune by the Marketoonist, where he had put in a description wherein people sitting inside an office are discussing about digital transformation is far away, and then you see a big boulder that hits the building saying COVID-19. So it's happening now, and what this has actually done when you look at it from a positive standpoint is that it has stepped things forward. We should have gotten into this at least 5 years back. And right now, the good part about this is like more and more companies are, even from a hiring standpoint, that's the core topic that we're going to discuss today. Even in terms of hiring, more and more people are now looking at hiring people from remote locations. And but I think by 2021, this is going to be becoming a normal culture. It's going to be more regular. But when you observe things, right, so people have still been hiring from remote locations, but more often than not, you still come across companies that prefer people to be from the same location, same geography, or at least in the same time zone. I think that's going to change. But yeah, we shouldn't be surprised if we are in 2021 and looking at a majority of the companies actually adopting to this new culture. But how much this will be successful, or is this the only way forward? I'm not pretty sure, but I guess time will only let us know. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there is no denying that remote is going to be a large part of our work culture into the future. Of course, there are flaws to it. Of course, the arguments can't be taken at face value, because there's a lot of homework to be done on the part of industries and the companies to go fully remote or semi-remote, but it's definitely the direction that we are heading into. Also because remote comes with so many perks, right, for the companies, for the employees, and the industries as a whole. There's so much of cost saving in terms of overheads, in terms of, you know, intangible things like increased productivity and, you know, maybe cutting down on travel costs, business costs, yada, yada, yada. And I think that's the kind of evaluation that companies are doing when they are seriously considering a remote future. But let's come back to the topic and talk about, discuss what does it mean for, you know, an average marketer and salespeople like you and me, Yag? What does this all has to do with us?
Right. So I think things are changing in terms of how we work at office and how we work even remotely. So I think we are supposed to get into a space where we update our skill set, the way we communicate, or the way we should be over communicating, the kind of collaboration tools that we need to be using, or how much amount of transparency we need to have so that people get the context of where we come from, so that we minimize the room for failures. Because when you're not working face-to-face, there are a lot of things that we miss. There are a lot of visual cues that we miss, which is generally about 60 to 70% of a conversation or communication. And then people who have hiring authority, right? So they also need to change their existing playbook of how they go about doing their hiring. For example, there are quite a set of things that are broken. So to start with, you know, let's say the application tracking system or the HRMS systems in companies, right? So typically what happens is we tend to say get a lot of resumes from different sources, be it LinkedIn, be it your Naukris of the world or Monsters of the world. Then that gets uploaded into your company's HRMS system. And then it has to actually move from one table to another table or one person to another person in an automated fashion. But that doesn't really happen. It's digitized, but it doesn't really have an impact yet. I mean, you see that profiles are stagnant, like there are hundreds and hundreds of profiles that are stagnant in the HRMS systems. It's neither marked as not qualified or not shortlisted, neither it is moved as rejected or you know, kept for later or anything further. And second thing is the same data gets filled out several times again and again, right? So there is no one single source of information. We don't know if we are talking about the same candidate, because people upload the same profiles from different sources. So that needs to change. And in fact, there are a lot of tools that are doing well recently. In fact, that will help you make the application tracking easier. In fact, I believe off the record, we were discussing some of the tools. So Manish, why don't you just you know, take us through the tool that you recently came across?
Personally, I have had very positive experiences with the application tracking system called Breezy HR. I've seen a lot of companies, especially in the North American region, who use Breezy HR, you know, embedded in their website to help candidates apply for jobs. And it, just like the name suggests, it's actually a very breezy process. You don't have to manually type in the same information that you have just attached in the form of resume or cover letter. So I think it makes the process very easy. And the other, you know, other things that I'm noticing, that the smartest companies that I am seeing are handling this thing very smartly by making the application system SSO enabled with the ATS, for example, application tracking system, right? What they do is, for example, if they want you to apply to certain openings that they have in the company, they will make it enabled through a LinkedIn login. So once you log in through your LinkedIn credentials, it will automatically retrieve all the information based on your LinkedIn profile so that you don't have to manually redo it again and again, right? And I think that's really a smart way of handling things. It's very important when you are, you know, adjusting your hiring process to become more remote friendly. LinkedIn Easy Apply is another thing that comes to mind. I've seen a lot of companies enable LinkedIn Easy Apply to their jobs that we are advertising on LinkedIn, wherein I can just apply to a job with a click of a button, literally a click of a button. There is no two-step, three-step process involved. And I think that's a great thing to attract a wide pool of talent to certain openings in your company. And then if you're interested, if there is a match in these candidates, you can always go back to them and, you know, ask them for more details, background checks and all that. I think those things can still happen in a traditional way. But then to make the initial process of attracting talented candidates from all over the world, I think this is very important for remote teams.
Right. And, you know, another point that since we are discussing about what is broken, another thing that I would like to add is video interviews, right? So I think video interviews haven't caught up much as much it should have been at this point. At the same time, let me also be very clear when I say this. I'm not saying videos have never happened or video interviews have never happened. Even back in like 2008, 2009, when I've been working with US-based companies, the recruitment or the conversation process where used to happen on Skype or WebEx and things like that. But then it was in a very limited fashion. And that was also a mindset, right? Initially, we spoke about people wanting people from the same time zone, right? So invariably, even though people are available, there's a tendency to think that if the person is from a totally different time zone, say somebody in the US working with somebody in India, so there is almost a 12-hour difference in time zone. And people, even before attempting to have a video conversation, they even don't shortlist because of that. And secondly, let's also be fair, right? Hiring as a process in itself, it's there is a lot of scope for improvement. It's still far from where it should be or where it could be. But I think these days there are quite a bit of tools that we have to our help. Tools like Zoom and Zoho Click or even AirMeet. In fact, Manish, I attended one of your recent events where you presented about content marketing, and it was so lovely to see that a product like AirMeet could offer different scopes. It's not just about in front of the audience talking to them, but also allowing people to talk to each other. So you can the technology is right there today, and there is no reason that we can there's no reason that we can use it even better or make it more common as part of the hiring practice.
Absolutely. I totally agree, because what you just said reminds me of how popular video calling is among corporate teams when it comes to other use cases, for example, collaborating, brainstorming, or having meetings remotely, or presenting ideas in the team. But then when it comes to hiring, I think we are far from it. I don't know why there is a resistance or hesitation to use video calls and incorporate it as part of a hiring process. Because again, it has so many advantages, right? You can just save so much time. It's easier on both parties, for the hiring managers, the HR people involved, and the candidates, to at least have the initial round of talk and then take things forward. I think it's a brilliant solution. And there's a reason why the tools when it comes to video calling are multiplying by the day, right? We are recording this on the 25th of April, and Facebook just announced the launch of their new video call app, which just goes on to show how serious or how useful video calling apps are becoming for all the use cases. So there's no reason why we should limit it to other use cases and not apply to hiring processes, right? And if teams like Automattic, the company behind the software like WordPress or Zapier or Buffer and Basecamp, they have been doing it for years. These are companies that are fully remote, 100% distributed teams. They have been using video calls to not only hire people, but to collaborate among themselves and run their company entirely through video calls, your virtual meetups and all that. So there's no reason why other teams, smaller teams, can not adopt video as a solution to their hiring problems and other use cases as well. I think the other advantage of using video calls to interview candidates is that when you are measuring up someone to hire in your remote team, how comfortable that candidate is to appear in front of videos and articulate his or her ideas on a video setup says a lot about their compatibility with your team, right? For example, if you are semi-remote team or fully remote team, you would want someone who fits like a glove to your team. So if they are comfortable presenting themselves or presenting their ideas very articulately in videos, I think that there's an immediate match. If not, that says something about how they might not be the right fit for your team. So those are, I think, very crucial things for the hiring teams and hiring managers to consider when it comes to, using video. And you should definitely start using video when you are moving toward a remote friendly future of your team. And let's move to another point that I think is, I wouldn't say it's broken, but it can definitely get better, except for the application tracking system that we just addressed above. We also talked about video calls. But then there are other tools, right? Other tools that remote teams and remote team employees need in order to succeed in their job. A lot of times when people talk about going remote, teams and management and hiring people, they somehow perceive this myth that, okay, we don't have to manage these people as much as you have to manage your on-site employees. We don't have as much responsibility for them, which is wrong. I think you still have a lot of responsibility towards your new recruits when you hire them for your remote team. And these things might include, giving them the collaboration tools to succeed and stay in touch with your team to collaborate better, to improve your productivity. One person's productivity can have so much of a domino effect on the whole team, right? And you might want to help them set up their office, set up their office at home, set up their home office. And last but not importantly, because you're hiring people across the world, I think you have to be 100 times careful to train these employees on the importance and the criticality of data security, because humans are always the weakest link in your security chain. And if you don't pay attention to that, the people that you're going to hire, while they will be connected to your corporate server from all over the world, they're also connected to the individual networks. And if they are not protected, if they are not secure enough or not connected to secure networks, I think there's a direct impact and risk on your business data. And I think you'll have to be very careful about that. Having said all of these points, there are other things that can stay as it is when it comes to traditional inertia of hiring and onboarding and training employees. For example, you might want to meet on site every now and then. You might want to host annual team outings. You might want to welcome employees to your headquarters, on-site headquarters, instead of doing virtual onboarding. So these things can still be the same. I'm not sure if every company can go 100% remote and not meet each other at any point of their life. I think that's impossible. That should not happen. But it's also important to start making arrangements towards ramping up your e-hiring practices, is what we are trying to say here.
Yeah, totally. And in fact, to the tools that you added, I would also love to see a couple of more things, right? So this is when we work remotely from different places, as much the collaboration tools are important, as much the conversation is important. I think it's also important for all of us to have clarity about what each role what the role of each person is and where they are contributing. So say goal management tools, or say your performance management tools or your OKR tools can really come into play to make sure that everybody is working in a synchronized manner and working towards the same goal. And finally, it's not just about tools, it's not just about videos, it's not just about the entire HRMS systems and all. It ultimately will boil down to the culture of every company. How much are we ready? As the famous statement goes, that culture eats strategy for breakfast. So we have to be, you might have the best of strategy, best of tactics, but unless you want to really adopt and get this going, things are not going to move forward. So that's there, guys. So that's what we wanted to cover in ABM Conversations today. And feel free to share your views with us, or any observations or any comments or any value that you want to add, as you've always wisdom. And until we catch up with you next time, this is me, Yag.
And this is me, Manish.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the ABM Conversations Podcast. Make sure you subscribe and share your comments with us. We're constantly looking for your feedback, thoughts, and suggestions to make the show more relevant to you.